The soft spot.
Oh, it's been so long. I'm like nervous.
It has. Sorry, I felt a burp.
Oh, you're not nervous. You were just burping.
No, I felt a burp coming and I didn't want to say anything. Anyway, hi.
Hi, I'm Julian. I'm the Julian one.
I'm Meg.
And this is the soft spot.
This is the soft spot.
Goodbye.
Yep.
Maybe.
Who
knows anymore?
A lot of you have reached out and wow.
Yeah.
Your passion inspires me.
I know. It's wonderful. We are happy to be back. We haven't recorded in a while.
No, we
Hopefully
haven't.
You can't hear the rust.
Yeah.
Do you feel rusty or you feel good?
No, I feel good.
Good.
I feel good.
So it's fall. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't be able to tell.
Because it's California.
It's 95 degrees in California, but it's fall.
Yeah, but if you find yourself in like a Panera Bread and they have all the ACs blasting,
and you get a pumpkin spice latte,
it feels kind of like autumn.
Bang! You're in Connecticut all of a sudden.
That's right. So back to school.
Yeah, it's back to school, and
this time of year always makes me very nostalgic.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of all of my back to schools.
Wait, did you ever drive to see the leaves or whatever it's called in the Northeast? You know that thing people do?
Oh, in New York?
Yeah, let's go see the leaves.
See the leaves change upstate?
Yeah.
Of course I did. While I can get down with pumpkin spice, I'm really like, I'm a cider girl.
Oh.
I love cider. I also love mulled wine.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I have the old lady taste, the old lady version of pumpkin spice.
Yeah.
Because there's got to be some kind of pumpkin. There's like a ton of allspice.
You're like an OG basic bitch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Cider's great. I can't remember last time I had hot cider.
Yeah, man. I love a cider.
So you have gone to see the leaves?
Oh, for sure.
That's like, I've never done it, and I can't think of anything I'd enjoy more.
I used to go to the apple orchards in like rural Pennsylvania, Salisbury Farms.
You're like making the fuzzy parts of my belly want to jerk off. Does that make sense?
Oh, man. Yeah, I used to take my little nugget and let her run around, and she loves to snack. So you can just pick apples up off the ground, and she was like double fisting apples, and you can buy apple flavored everything, and yeah, it's great. I
get
love
a little protein
and
a worm,
yeah,
here and there.
I'm a real bitch for fall. I am.
Well, unfortunately, isn't that weird that fall is such a wonderful? Everybody loves fall, but you do have to go back to school.
Yeah,
it's like a weird.
I never liked school,
contrast.
But I always liked going back. You know?
If you could just go back for the one day.
Yeah, I was like, if we could just get a solid week of fresh new outfits on.
Yeah.
And, you know, me showing everybody that it's a new improved me.
Yeah.
And I got boobs or whatever, you know, whatever the improvement was. And then we can just go back to it being summer.
Well, let's start with the early school, back to school. So do you remember, like, second grade, third grade back to school?
I remember my first day of kindergarten.
Well, that's not back to school, but we should start there. It's the first
the beginning
day
of your career.
Yeah.
I remember I wore a dress with little sailboats all over it.
Aww.
That my grandmother had sewed for me, and a giant bow in my hair. And I remember walking into the like kindergarten area.
What color was the dress?
It was blue.
Oh, right. It's nautical.
Yeah.
Got it.
I remember walking into the kindergarten area and seeing three teachers, and there were two ladies who had on like shoulder pad pantsuits and like New Balance. I just remember even at that age, I was like, that's what you wore today? And there was...
You were catty at six?
And there was another lady who was kind of doing her own thing and drinking lots of coffee and tossing her hair around.
Mm-hmm.
Long black curly hair to her waist.
Whoa, that's bold.
The craziest spray tan I've ever seen in my life. Like bright red lipstick, blue eyeshadow.
Oh, man. I got to adjust my shorts.
Kitten heels. Kitten heels.
Wait, what are kitten heels? I don't know.
They're like the little slide-on heels. They're like a sensible heel, but they were really having a moment back
then.
You're like,
I know I'm not supposed to be wearing these right now, but I can't do a flat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She had her long nails sharp and like bright red. Which
this
I
is
think
a real person?
Informed so much of my aesthetic.
Yeah,
let's face it.
You still do that.
And she wore these giant gold hoop earrings. And
oh
she's
my
just
God,
like,
God, who is this person?
Fonda Wilkins.
What?
Yes.
You made that up.
No, that's her real name. Her name is Fonda Wilkins. And I was like,
F-O-N-D-A.
Yeah, Fonda. And it's probably bad that I'm using her
Wilkins.
Full name.
You have to.
I know.
You can't use a fake name to protect
the
innocent on this one.
Is she here to teach us flamenco dancing? Like, who is this lady? And I also was like, if I'm not in her class, I will kill myself. I will walk out of this building. I will set this bitch on fire. Yeah. I need to be in Fonda's class. And I was.
Yeah, all right.
And now I am Fonda. Blonde hair. I'm Blonda. And that like just set the tone for so many things in my life.
I wonder what the other teachers used to think of her.
I'm sure they hated her
the
because she was
teachers.
Beautiful and cool.
Yeah.
And I also...
It's like not fair to have that much mojo and then teach kindergarten.
I know. I was like, she is just so... I don't know. I'd never been around somebody so glamorous.
Yeah.
I was just starstruck by her every single day of kindergarten. And I remember thinking, she doesn't have to do this. She
right.
doesn't have to show up looking like this. Because all the other teachers in this dump look like they just rolled out of bed and put on their husband's like gardening sneakers and a pantsuit, you know?
There's like grass stains from mowing the lawn on
yeah,
their shoes.
Yeah, they all...
Yeah.
Or they're wearing, you know, pinafores with like... A+ applique on there.
Yeah.
But Fonda is showing up like she is going out salsa dancing after school and she doesn't care who knows it.
That's great.
And that's how I'm trying to live.
And then after
life.
School, Prince picked her up on his motorcycle.
Yeah, probably.
he would have made a great sex ed teacher.
He would have.
If your sex ed teacher was Prince. How come no one's done that sketch? That's amazing. And just the shocked faces on kids. Oh, that would be great. But that's amazing. Fonda, I mean, that's legend status.
She's a legend. She's an
icon.
Have
you looked her up?
I have. I couldn't really find her, and I'm not really on Facebook.
You don't want to find her, do you?
I feel like she's probably still doing it,
you know? Or she... died of something you could only get from Virginia Slims.
I know. She probably loved
the doctor's
Virginia
like,
Slims.
You have Virginia Slims cancer. Like,
she definitely must have loved Virginia Slims. But I
did
mean,
she smoke?
It was,
do you remember if she smoked?
I don't remember.
My fifth grade teacher, Miss Ryder, chain smoked.
I never really could differentiate because I don't know.
At that time,
you don't
see stuff like that when you're a kid.
At the time in Texas, everybody smoked.
Right.
So my mom definitely didn't, but I know my dad was having a few here and there, secret ones.
Damn.
And I just couldn't really tell. I was like, is that Aquanet? Is that Marlboro? I don't know.
It all just
smells like home.
It smells like adults.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I love it. And I want all of it. But it was super disappointing after that. I mean, I had some good teachers after that.
Well,
but
who's
I never,
supposed to follow Fonda Wilkins?
I never had another Fonda.
No.
No.
I had like literally, well, I don't want to say the polar opposite, but Mrs. Robinson was my kindergarten teacher.
I can already tell she was pretty homely, huh?
She wasn't.
She wasn't Fonda.
I mean, I wasn't trying to hit it, if that's what you mean. But no, she was a fine looking woman. She was a handsome woman.
Oh,
but she, how I remember her is different shades of brown.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was just a wool sweater.
Oh, she was like a beige lady.
But no, like nice, like a warm earth tone lady. So she was like, she had like acorn hair and then just like, she was tan, but like from the sun, but very brown.
Mm-hmm.
And then like brown sweaters, brown, different, you know, tone, monochromatic. Anyway,
one
shade. Different. Shade. So she was just like shades of brown from mm-hmm. head to toe. And she was so warm and comforting. It was like she was like a lady teddy bear. It was crazy.
Oh.
She was so sweet.
I think that's probably how kindergarten teachers are supposed to be.
Absolutely. She had a voice like bran cereal. If that makes sense. She was wonderful. I remember having these.
I remember Fonda was like, "Henny!
Like dance mom.
Oh, you did it. Oh my God. You're so smart.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
That was fun.
Oh, I'm so mad. Was she married?
I don't remember. I really don't remember.
I would've.
She wore so much jewelry. Who could know? But it was downhill fashion wise after that. For all the other teachers, there was really nothing interesting came up.
That was not fair of her to do to the rest of the school.
I had a teacher in first grade named Miss Parrot, and she loved to wear parrot shit. And I was like, that's a little on the nose.
I mean, you know, why not lean into it?
Yeah.
If you're a teacher, it's the only job where if your name is Miss Parrot, you can lean into parrot stuff.
I know.
You know what I mean? You can't just be like, you know, a human.
She was like on some real life Miss Frizzle shit.
Yeah.
With her wardrobe. Yeah.
You're not getting interviewed for a job at HR by a Miss Parrot wearing parrot outfits.
I know.
You can only do that as an elementary school teacher. And then the only mean teacher I had in elementary school was Miss Ferguson. She had short. Looking back on it, she probably wasn't mean, but
You were probably bad?
No, maybe, but she was also, obviously, I'm looking back on it, a lesbian, mm-hmm. which is fine, but she had lesbian energy, which is not like
big les energy.
Yeah,
it was so too much for you.
She wasn't Mrs. Robinson, that's for sure. She was like, it was like if Annie Lennox was your teacher.
Yeah. She was like, why aren't we teaching about the pay gap? Why isn't that in the curriculum?
She's like, have a seat. And I'm like, but I really
She's like, someday you're going to be a toxic white man.
Exactly. You didn't hug Miss Ferguson. That was not on the table, you know?
Yeah.
She would give you a stiff arm to your forehead. There was no warmth.
Yeah.
Not that you can't be a warm lesbian, obviously, but you know what I mean. There's that certain energy of like, do not approach.
Right. The 2019 FabFitFun Fall Box is on sale now.
Fall Box.
Yeah, Fall Box. They have some pretty crazy stuff in this one. There is a plush, ultra soft plaid scarf.
Plaid scarf.
A plaid scarf. There's an Amika Strand Perfect Ceramic Styler, and Amika products are amazing. I know this because I have a background in hair.
I don't even know which word to shout out because I don't understand what that
Amika.
Is. Amika.
Amika. There's an Anthropology yoga travel mat.
Ooh,
there
I want
are
that.
These like, there's a wallet in there. It's
Ooh.
A vegan wallet. There's a cheese board, a cute little cheese
Wait,
board.
If it's a vegan wallet, where am I going to put all my cheddar?
Oh no. There's a Kate Spade lunch bag that's actually very cute.
Okay.
Just lots of really good stuff. Bobble bar earrings. Really, like, they really covered all of the good stuff.
Just hearing you talk about this stuff.
I know.
It's like, it's so awesome, and it sounds like it would be so expensive.
I know. It is all very expensive stuff. FabFitFun is a women's lifestyle subscription box, but really, it's for anybody. It doesn't just have to be for women. It's filled with full-size, premium beauty, lifestyle, fitness, home, and wellness products that are sent straight to your doorstep each season.
Wellness products!
I know. They take the hassle out of shopping by doing it for you, and each box is customized. You can, like, choose certain things that you want in there.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer to keep it a surprise,
it's more
but
fun.
Some people like to choose.
Why would you take the fun out of FabFitFun?
I know. It's the perfect way to treat yourself or others. It makes for a really great gift.
Mm-hmm.
I have gifted it to lots of people in my life. It's good for Christmas. It's good for, I don't know, if you really want to do it up big and get like a year-long subscription for someone, it's
mm-hmm.
just really awesome. It's so much bang for your buck.
If someone got me FabFitFun for a full year, every time I got a box, I'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
I love
like,
this gift.
So-and-so is my favorite person.
Absolutely.
I love opening the boxes. It's always like, that's part of why I don't like to pick. I like the surprise. It's like opening a present. It's really exciting. And I have really found some of my favorite beauty products through FabFitFun. I used that jade roller that was from a few boxes ago. That's like...
You used it last night?
I used it last night. I love that thing. I have used the the headphones.
Oh, yeah.
The Bluetooth headphones. Mm-hmm. Love those. This Tarte mascara that I tried that I love. I've just found a lot of like my go-to stuff. And it's all thanks to FabFitFun.
I love FabFitFun. I love seeing you get excited for FabFitFun.
Thanks.
So
for our soft spot listeners, you guys, if you want to get this FabFitFun seasonal subscription box with full-size beauty, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle products, it retails for $49.99. The value is always way over $200.
Yeah.
Usually I think it clocks in closer to $400, to be honest.
Yeah.
But if you guys use the code SOFTSPOT, SOFTSPOT, you can get $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com. That is SOFTSPOT for $10 off your first box at www.fabfitfun.com. Go get it.
So, but then everybody else is pretty great. Miss Tang is fun because that's a drink.
That is a drink. When was the first time you had a teacher where you were like, I'd hit it?
Oh. You asking me that just brought a like shot from nowhere that I haven't thought about this person in a million years. Miss Hanlon.
Uh-huh.
I was new in sixth grade. She was my English teacher. And... she was...
You wanted her to Mary Kay Letourneau you?
She was just... she wasn't sexy.
Letourneau you out?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I can't believe I just said that.
I can't believe you just said that. there was nothing really... She just pulled her hair back and had glasses. There was nothing remarkable about her, but she was the first one. Probably because I was in sixth grade.
Yeah.
And I started
you were at, like,
stirrings.
Peak boner moment.
Yeah.
And she was a...
No, eighth grade is peak boner. That's when you can't barely move.
Right. You were in like fresh boner moment.
Yeah. I was like, what is it? I remember
a whole new world.
I don't know if I even want to talk about this, but sixth grade, I remember getting boners at home and they were so painful and I didn't know what to do. And I would just, I would literally just lay on my bed and roll around like mad and in pain. And then I found out later, like you could totally jerk off in sixth grade. I was a late bloomer. So I was just like walking around with these painful boners and it wasn't, you know, there's nothing I could do about it. No one taught me.
Wow. That's a bummer.
I don't know how you're supposed to, learn.
So you were walking into sixth grade with a rage boner and you're like, hey, Miss Hanlon, I want to think about you when I roll around in my bunk bed later.
Do you need anything done around the classroom?
I'm going to think about your low ponytail and your glasses.
That is literally what you look like. What was your, did you have a crush on a teacher?
No, not that I can remember.
What was your favorite, like, what were your supplies when you would go back to school? Did you get fresh supplies every year?
Well, yeah, with stuff that like we needed to, but yeah. I think I had the same backpack for several years.
Yeah, I never got new backpacks.
I think that's so silly that kids that are like, I need a new lunchbox and a new backpack. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, you're the reason that the world is on fire.
Right.
You little consumerist asshole.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I always like, I drew all over my, I remember it was a purple JanSport backpack. And it was like an art piece. And I was proud of it.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to get rid of that. But I... always.
Wait, you can't really see on purple, the like dark purple?
I was
purple.
Drawing with whiteout pens.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You were so cool.
Yeah. A little ahead of my time.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived for a Trapper Keeper.
Mm-hmm.
I lived for some Lisa Frank folders.
Okay.
The ones with like, you know, the cats and the unicorns.
You were like, you had the stuff, man.
Yeah.
I was always eyeballing Trapper Keepers and being like, man, one day I'm going to have a Trapper Keeper.
I remember
they always fell apart.
We had to have these like zip up binders. It was like, I don't know. That was like a mandatory thing at school. And I was like, well, I'm definitely, as soon as I realized, by the way, that drawing like boners was frowned upon, I was like, I'm gonna throw a few of those on here. And yeah, but they were really sad, because now when I think about the boners that I drew, I think about Brandon, Dixie Cup Mom.
Oh, one of our best fans.
Who draws the best wieners I've ever seen.
I mean, he really... He's Dixie Cup Mom on Instagram.
You have to
go
follow
check him out.
He makes amazing art.
He lives in Maine, which I am personally super jealous of.
We were just talking about this.
Yeah.
And yeah, he turned the Soft Spot logo into, he wienerfied it. It was amazing.
It's amazing. He like takes wiener art dead serious.
To the next level.
Yeah. And he's straight. He just loves wieners.
It doesn't matter.
Huh?
It doesn't matter. No.
So yeah, that I think yeah. I didn't wait. How old were you when you were drawing boners on stuff?
I think that probably the first one that I did, and I didn't even know really what I was doing, was definitely in like fifth grade.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you know, with like little jizz bubbles coming out. Also, totally didn't.
Fifth grade?
Yeah, didn't understand that either at all.
Well, they're not bubbles.
I know, but I thought that
you know how boys come soap, right?
I literally thought
it makes that bubble sound.
I thought they were like talking bubbles or something. I really didn't understand how wieners worked.
Or like
I mean,
in cartoons,
that's Texas sexual ed for you.
Yeah,
I thought that wiener was thinking really hard, and those were his thought bubbles.
Or in cartoons when they were drunk,
yeah,
and they would like hiccup the bubbles.
Yeah, it's just a hiccup.
That's
in
actually
wiener.
Probably more accurate.
But yeah, I certainly didn't know what an ejaculation was, but I was drawing them.
Yeah. I had those, folders that, you know, how you just had the little flimsy cardboard folders that you would put your notebook paper in, like your homework. They had those ones. I'm so old that we had the ones that had just like generic dudes playing sports on them.
Mm-hmm.
Just like draw. Do you remember those? They were like orange. They were like standard. There were two. There were like two options at the store, and one of them was like was just like a solid color. And then if you wanted some pizzazz,
it was like a blurred jersey of a guy like sideways catching a pass.
Yes, and then like a hot guy playing hockey.
Yeah,
and, you know. So I had that. And I remember digging or burying my nose in that. That's it. What does it say on it? What? What is it? Peachy
folder.
That's the one. I should post that. I'm going to post that in the stories. And smelling it. I love the smell of that cardboard. It just was like, I'm a student. I'm studious.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I could never keep my pencils sharpened enough. I always loved a really sharp pencil. I'm still kind of obsessed about that. And
I know
as soon
you
as
are.
It gets
there
dull,
are pencil
I, like,
sharpeners
freak out.
Everywhere in our house.
I love a sharp pencil.
That's so weird.
Something
you go
so
crazy
satisfying.
If you looked through my lip liner collection. It would drive you mad.
It's such a Gemini thing to do, to be like, I have to have the sharpest pencil for this perfect idea. And then you have no ideas. So... Did you ride the bus to school?
Yeah. I remember my bus driver was named Miss Jody.
Okay.
And she was, I remember she had like hairy armpits and like long, like crazy long hair.
Hairy armpits?
Yeah. And I was like.
Like politically hairy or?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, wow, Miss Jody is like rad as fuck. I was
wow.
like, she would never want to be my friend. She's so cool. See,
in the early
I guess
90s,
that informs a lot too, because I was torn between Fonda and Miss Jody, and they couldn't have been more different.
Yeah. There was like a hairy armpit moment in the 90s, wasn't there?
Yeah. She was she wore a lot of like chunky turquoise jewelry.
Yeah.
And she wore bell bottoms, and they had not come back.
I know
at
exactly
that point.
What this person's house smells like.
Yeah. Well, she definitely, I remember, I couldn't.
It's patchouli.
Patchouli, yes.
Yeah.
She,
and B.O.
And she would constantly talk about, you know, the health benefits of plants and stuff. And we were all like, what
she
are
was
you
way
talking
ahead of our
about?
Time, yeah.
And I remember she was my teacher, or she was my bus driver during the Clinton.
Lewinsky?
No, Clinton Bush.
Election.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was like, kids, I just want to tell you right now, I'm going to vote for Ross Perot because I care about your future, okay? And we were like, what? Because I came from
Bush country.
Yeah. And we were all like, no, we heard Bush is the guy.
Yeah.
And she was like, your parents are poisoning your minds and you just got to think for yourself. I can't tell you what to do, but I'm just going to tell you, Ross Perot is going to watch out for you. He's going to make sure you have a nice, you know, like, she's talking about education and funding. And we were like, no, no, yeah. Bush is good.
Right.
And now, wow. Man, anyway.
Now you'd be like, you indigo, girl.
I know, exactly.
It's so funny, politics, you know, we think that the country's divided now, but, yeah. But I remember in Jersey when, wait, what year was that? 92?
92, yeah.
Yeah, in Jersey, there was no, it was like a joke if you wanted Bush. Like, it was, nobody wanted Bush. It was like Clinton, and it's so funny that now it's like, we think it's so polarized, but back then you didn't know that people might even vote for Clinton.
I remember my grandma and my mom were constantly like, damn it, Bill Clinton is so handsome. Damn it. We can't vote for him because he's a Democrat, but damn it, he's handsome.
Is he?
And I was like, really?
That's a question for you. When he was younger, was he handsome?
I never thought of him as handsome. I don't think that he was handsome. I think he just had crazy big dick energy.
Yeah,
and nobody really knew what to call that back then, but he was like...
We didn't have Pete Davidson back then,
exactly.
Too.
You know, he like talked real slow with a drawl, and he played saxophone, and he... Yeah, exactly. He just seemed like a hot Southern guy who was literally down for whatever. Turns out he was.
He was down for way more than that.
Yeah. And I don't know. My mom and my grandma were like angry about how much Bill Clinton turned them on.
Yeah. Did you ever see Mulaney's bit about Clinton?
Yeah.
I love that. So I'll paraphrase super quick.
I'll paraphrase
for our listeners that John Mulaney's mother went to college with Bill Clinton, and one night he was known for walking women home from the library to their dorms, but he was a gentleman. He wouldn't like go in.
And honey, I'll even take, if you need to get an abortion, I'm your man.
Probably. He was always a Democrat, but so he walks her home exactly one time.
Uh-huh.
And then something like, 15, 20 years later, he's running for president. And his mom drags John to a rally or whatever, or a speech, and introduces John to him. And Bill takes one look at John's mom and says, "Hi, Karen, how you been?"
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, wow.
And the best part is the whole leading up to it, John's dad was so mad that she was because he knew that she like always loved Bill Clinton and was like, and always talked about how he walked her home and stuff like that. And then he was like, he's not even going to remember you. You're being so silly. You're like a little girl right now. Like, are you being ridiculous? And then she went and he immediately lit up and remembered her first name.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm then the punchline is right now.
John goes, Bill Clinton never forgets a bitch.
Oh man.
But yeah, that's just interesting to me that you grew up in a place where they were like, Bush is a good idea.
I know.
You know?
Well, he's from Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took the school. So when I was going to one of the schools, cause I changed schools so many times in San Francisco, but when for a short period I was taking the school bus cause I was going to the school we were supposed to be going to.
Right.
And, zoning wise. And I remember we would drive by what were then called the Army Street Projects.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a knife fight at like 8 a.m. outside.
Wow.
Yeah. Like two dudes shirtless in the south. I remember
this.
Well,
that's how you knife fight.
Right. Yeah.
There's no other way to do it.
And I just remember they were glistening with sweat, which means they didn't just start fighting. It wasn't like a quick fight.
Right.
And they both had knives. I don't know, whatever. And the sun was glistening off this one dude's sweat.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember being like, even as a like a first grader, I was like, it's early, right? Like, who's knife fight mad at 8 a.m.? And then, you know, you get older and you're like, oh, they didn't just wake up.
Yeah, they never went to bed.
They never went to bed. So let's see, what else from school?
Fashion.
We can do fashion. Turn to the left.
Mm-hmm.
What were some? Give me like two iconic outfits or looks.
Pretty goofy looking.
Oh, so you went goofy.
I had huge glasses, braces, and you know, curly hair that I don't think my mom really knew what to do with. So I was like, you know, and also big foofy hair was like the shit back then.
Yeah. So that's not bad.
I was like, bang me up, got some bangs, mm-hmm. teased them.
Also curly.
Also curly.
Curly bangs.
Teased them up like crazy and sprayed my bangs. My babysitter taught me this. And uh-huh. I did this every morning from, I don't know, second or third grade on. I loved my
bangs. What's a teased bang look like? You got to show me when you're...
So, the ladies Lam, out there will know what I'm talking about. Can you Google teased bangs for me? You take the curling iron, you curl them under.
Okay.
But you over-direct it. So, it's like, there's some height there.
Okay.
And then you spray them a shitload as they're still smoking uh-huh. from the curling iron. And you pick them apart with a rat tooth comb. And you Jesus. Tease them right at the root. And you just get this nice big island of hair.
Is it curly?
Yeah, it's curly. It's,
it sounds...
It's a lot.
You know what's funny? You describing it to me, like, verbally, mm-hmm. is creating such a weird image in my head that I know I've never seen in real life.
That's the bangs. You know, yeah,
I know those.
Like DJ Tanner bangs.
Yeah, but what you were describing to me in my head, I made into a totally different thing. But that's, yeah, all you had to say was DJ Tanner bangs.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, hers were a little, hers were
she
pretty
had that
tame.
Thing where it was like, there was like a central sprout
there
where
was like
they
a little
all came
unit.
Out from the middle.
Mine were wow. pretty substantial because I have a lot of hair.
Candace Cameron, oh, I want to roll around in my bed in pain.
Okay, so let her pray for your salvation.
Yeah, really.
I love to tease my bangs. Mm-hmm.
So big like Dahmer
big,
glasses,
big
like old lady
bangs.
Elaine type glasses.
Yeah, like Elaine Bennis kind of look, mm-hmm. but on a small person. wore a lot of applique.
Don't know what that is.
You know, like patches. Like ironed on to things
oh,
or
okay.
sewn onto things, but outlined in glitter glue.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, it was the look. Had a couple of little like children's outfits with shoulder pads.
Okay.
And I remember thinking, yes, 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 yes. Like walking through the hallway.
And
I remember thinking, I wonder if anyone will notice the structure of my outfit today. Because, bitch, I'm wearing shoulder pads in second grade.
Wait, what are shoulder pads? Can you explain to me? And maybe this isn't your department.
Well, you go from having a soft shoulder to uh-huh. having like a Grace Jones shoulder.
Yes.
It gives you, you know, it gives you a little bit of height, a little bit of structure, like a sharp angle.
Mm-hmm.
It broadens your chest,
what
which is
not... What vibe do you think shoulder pads on a lady are supposed to give?
I think it's supposed to be like, I could hire you and I could fire you.
I brought you into this world, I could take you
yeah,
out.
I yeah, I think that's the vibe.
Okay. Audible Escape is a monthly subscription that provides unlimited listening to thousands of love stories. It's not even 2 years old, and there isn't anything else like it on the market. Audible Escape is separate and distinct from the standard monthly Audible subscription. A member does not have to be an existing Audible member to sign up for Audible Escape. The subscription is free to try for your first month, and after that, it is $12.95 a month. But if you're already an Audible subscriber like I am.
I am too.
Or a Kindle Unlimited member, it's just $6.95 a month. You get to escape from the everyday with a great romance. Errands and chores fade into the background when listening to Happily Ever After. Lose yourself in the most popular love stories of our times.
If you love love, you'll love Audible Escape. Reading, watching romantic, heartwarming stories already? This will speak to you. Entertain yourself with all of your favorite love stories. Try it out and see where it takes you.
It's like they made an Audible for our listeners.
I know.
It's crazy. You can join the community. I mean, it's like they should call it Audible Fabio. Join the community. Listen free for a month. You'll get lost in the unlimited love stories. And if you're into rom-coms, which I know somebody here is, and it's both of us, you are going to love Audible Escape. It's unlimited listening to love stories for just $12.95 a month. Download the app to explore all the love stories. Visit audible.com/softspot, SoftSpot, to get started. That's audible.com/softspot. Was Fonda a shoulder pads lady?
I don't remember her ever wearing anything like that. She was more into like frilly, like neon colored dresses.
Where is this woman?
I know. Sometimes she would pin her hair back on one side with like a giant fake hibiscus flower.
Oh my God.
Fonda, we don't deserve you.
She's like a lady from the cover of a coffee can.
Yes, exactly. I know. She reminded me of like the Chiquita banana lady. She was just so gorgeous and exotic.
I had no idea our back to school special was just going to be a boner bonanza.
Neither did I.
We just titled the show. Okay, so applique.
Applique. Mm-hmm. LA Gears.
Yes.
Light up LA Gears.
Boner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They had those like fish gill things on the side. I don't know how else to describe them.
Exactly. I'm not really sure what that was, but at the time I was like, these will make me run faster.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, because of the aerodynamics.
Right. I also had a pair of purple Chuck Taylors.
Uh-huh.
That I wore until I couldn't get my feet into them.
Did you write on those with?
No, they had little like flowers on them. Because I was in elementary school at the height of like grunge and Elaine Bennis, and those were like the looks. You know? So I didn't want to decorate those. Also, I was too scared of my mom to do stuff like that.
Right.
At that point in time.
The backpack was okay, though.
Yeah, the backpack, I was like, she's not going to get mad because I'll promise to carry this forever.
Yeah. It kind of makes me sad you describing this stuff because you sound like a version of like a Punky Brewster to me, where it's like you were just like going for it.
I was going for it so hard.
You're going for it. You were a kid, though. You looked like a kid going for it, which I think is great. Nothing would give me more joy than to see a little kid going for it kid style.
Yeah.
You know? And now I'm noticing, like, when I take Goldie to school, the kids are dressed like adults.
I know.
It's like, and I don't mean adults like, oh, isn't that cute? I mean, they look like Silver Lake, like they're going to Intelligentsia to work on their screenplay. Like,
I know. It's so sad. It kills me. They
look 30.
Yeah. And the little boys all have those, like, little SS Hitler haircuts.
Yeah.
And I'm like, don't cut his hair like that. Like, let him do whatever. Or it's just like in their faces and they're like, you know, here's our little boy. His name's Hurricane and his brother's name is Thunder. And we don't cut their hair because, you know.
And they're constantly doing a head flip to get their hair out of their eyes.
I'm like, do whatever. I don't care. I'm not like, I don't believe in enforcing certain gender presentation really hard either.
Right.
But I'm like, there's this thing called lice.
Yeah.
My dude. Mm-hmm. And no matter who your kid is, they can get lice. Yeah. So pull that shit back into a little boy bun.
Lice isn't like, know. Oh, this is an intentional cool haircut.
Yeah.
I won't eat this kid's scalp.
Yeah, exactly.
And they wear like the t-shirts that are like longer in the back and
I know.
If you're going to dress your kid like an adult.
They look like A&R guys or something.
Yeah, so. But if you're going to dress your kid like an adult, like put him in a suit. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Make him a real adult.
Yeah.
Oh, well. But I love that you looked like a kid.
I did.
The only shirt I can remember, I remember two articles of clothing from elementary school.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I just remembered
this. It's fine.
The Rockets wore a shitload of Rockets gear.
Oh, really?
The Rockets were like really doing big things when I was in elementary school.
Akeem Olajuwon.
I had an Akeem jersey.
All right.
I had a Clutch City shirt that I wore so much. Anyway, sorry.
That's all right. Because you don't care about basketball, or did you like basketball?
Oh, you did. Okay. Yeah, I loved basketball then. Now it's like, it's whatever.
I mean, 90s was peak basketball.
Yeah.
That was like when it was the best.
Space Jam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Two words, Space Jam.
Exactly.
The two things I can remember, I had a white sweater that had like a V formation, like pattern of like Aztec. It was a white sweater with just gray, like solid gray, but it was like Aztec designs and in a very nice, clean V.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, you know how you just like had certain articles of clothing, you were just like, that's the best one.
Yeah.
Like, I just wore it all the time. I loved it. And then my other favorite one is, it was a yellow long sleeve shirt with I guess you'd call it like a sash. You know the thing that goes across the front of your, like a Miss Universe thing?
I know what you're talking about.
But not like hanging off. But, you know, it was like part of the...
It was sewn on.
It was sewn on. And it just said bicycle.
Wow.
I got my third grade school picture in that shirt. And it's just like, yeah, I'm a fan of bicycles. I just like bicycles.
I miss Bicycle USA.
And they're like, why do you like bikes? And I'm like, it's a bicycle? I just think whoever designed that shirt is a hilarious person. So those are my two favorite
things.
So
can you talk to us a little bit about what happened to you fashion-wise when you discovered Guns N' Roses?
Okay. Well, I know what you're getting at. In fifth grade, I discovered Guns N' Roses.
Right.
And I lost my mind for them in every possible way.
Mm-hmm.
Two things happened. One did happen, one I wished happened. The one that I wished happened was, I think we're all familiar with the Paradise City video.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure everyone has seen it at some point.
Right.
And Axl is wearing white leather pants and a white leather jacket with a huge Guns N' Roses logo on the back. Looking back on it, that outfit was probably $1,500, and the jacket alone
at the
was probably
very least.
Yeah, and the jacket alone, who knows, right?
Yeah.
I begged my parents. I'm like pointing at the screen constantly, and before you could record stuff, so like it would, the video would come on for the one
like,
time
stop
that day,
eating.
And I'd
come
be like,
to the living
I'd be
room.
Like, guys, it's on! Like they were gonna come in and be like, oh, that's the leather jacket that's custom that you need.
Yeah.
Also, if you got me that in fifth grade and I wore that to school, I would have been murdered in the playground. Murdered. So that was what I wanted, never got. The other thing I did, I begged my mom. I was like, ah, mom, I'm going to need my ear pierced. And she was like, yeah? And I was like, yeah, we're going to go need to do that. And she was like, okay. So there were two other kids, boys, that had ear piercings. And mm-hmm. they were legit cool. One of them's name was Eric. I think his last...
Eric was such a cool boy name in the 90s.
It was. And he was...
I bet he had a real sweet butt cut, huh?
No, he... Oh my God, this guy. I can show you
or
when we get home.
Or did he have like the JTT, like ducktail?
No, this is... You forget that I'm old.
Oh God, yeah, sorry.
There was no JTT. This kid looked like a mini outsider.
Oh, wow, like
he
a little
like,
greaser.
Yeah, he looked like Ralph Macchio mm-hmm. on... and he... had greaser hair. His last name, Rivera. No, that's a comedian. But anyway, I have his picture at home in my yearbook. But he used to wear black jackets, white t-shirts, and he had like oiled hair.
Wow.
And he had a diamond earring.
Wow.
Yeah.
And a hoop would have been more my preference, but I'll take a diamond.
He used to, he was the first person I ever saw kiss. I forget the girl. But he was, and they French kissed on the schoolyard in fifth grade. And it was like.
That's fast. That's fast living.
It's too
right
fast.
There.
We all like hit the ground like a nuclear bomb went off. We were just like, it just cleared the, it just leveled the schoolyard that
Stop,
they did that.
You're going to get her pregnant.
Yeah. So anyway, he had an earring. And I was like, I'm going to need an earring. So my mom took a big earring and I picked a dagger through a skull.
Uh-huh.
So it was like through the top of the skull coming out the mouth
uh-huh.
or whatever, or through the bottom of it
or whatever. Yeah.
And it dangled, man. That shit dangled
yeah.
like the dude from Family Ties that Mallory was dating.
Wow.
Yeah, it was dangerous. And I remember, and the whole thing was you could wear an earring as a kid. It was cool as mm-hmm. a boy back then, but not a dangly one. It was
really?
Like, oh yeah, it was a stud and that's it. And
so
I was like,
as soon as you got,
oh,
that.
We can't have fun when we do this. And I thought I looked like Axl Rose, and he didn't even wear one of those.
Aww.
Isn't it cute how kids think they're like interpreting?
You're like, I'm getting this right.
Yeah.
Right.
Everyone's probably going to be like, when did Axl Rose join our class?
Yeah. Well, you
and
know,
I had a rat tail.
In sixth grade, I bleached my bangs and did like the Kool-Aid thing with the rest of my hair because ginger spice.
Right. Good idea.
And I thought I nailed that. And looking back, not so much.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, well.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of if I had a
But
good...
I was so... We were tweeting about this the other day, and it brought up the three tweets I've sent in my life.
What? Are all about the Spice Girls.
Yeah. We were talking about how track pants were so fucking cool, because,
yeah.
like, Sporty Spice, every bitch was wearing track pants, and they were, like, rolling them down to where it was, like, just above their butt cracks.
Jesus.
And wearing these like tight little Nike like bra shirt thingies.
Yeah. Like Sporty Spice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I don't think so.
Yeah. What year was this? Like sixth grade?
This was like sixth grade. So 96, 97 mm-hmm. for me. Yeah.
The sexualization thing is so like, scary.
I know. Well, I was like, wow, you guys like her? I'm trying to wear a fucking like sequin
leotard.
Like, yeah. Like my girl Ginger over here.
I remember from seventh grade, I remember just straight up butts. There were butts everywhere because all the girls were wearing the tightest jeans in that you could possibly get your body into. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, no, there's no way our girls are dressing like that in seventh grade.
I know. I think all the time back to things that I wore. Freshman year of high school, I remember I had this like...
I hate hearing these stories, by the way.
I remember.
You're like, you're like, you know those, like a butterfly net? I wore that. I'm like, what?
I had this skirt and it was like periwinkle and lime green plaid, like schoolgirl
like
skirt. And it had a little vest that went with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the shirt that went underneath it was like a midriff shirt.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I was at like peak toitness because, you know, life hadn't happened yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wearing that shit. And I look back and I'm like, I cannot believe my parents were like, sure, go out in public like that.
Oh, my God.
With like my butt cheeks just.
How did any boy finish any assignment?
I don't know. Because there were a thousand of us. Every girl was dressing. Right.
No, that's what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. It was.
I gotta say. I am so grateful that the just insane horniness that you have is something you grow out of. I mean, no one could survive that horniness.
Yeah.
It's impossible. I wish I could have removed it at the time. I remember being so frustrated by being so obsessed with sex. I was like, I can't stand this. I don't even want to be doing this. It's not fair.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
It is. And it's not matched by the girls. It's just
I know.
Not.
We're just like, you guys like gloss. Yeah, whatever.
Like you guys would wear outfits and be like, we look cute. And the boys are like, you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, I know. Because so then it was like, you're not allowed to wear this and you're not allowed to wear that.
And you guys are like, why?
Yeah.
Well,
we weren't asking for it. Mm-mm. You know, we were just having a good time.
I know. That's why I think all boys and all girls schools aren't bad ideas.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's not. I don't know.
Or actually, uniforms. I think uniforms are okay.
I had uniforms towards
like
the end.
Like co-ed, but uniforms.
Yeah, I had uniforms towards the end of middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And that was whenever, man, a lot of phases, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think about that and I'm like, that's crazy. But a lot of people went through a lot of different phases. But I was like toe dipping in the goth... The whole goth thing.
You gotta be careful. You gotta be careful. Which is how you be careful when you're goth. You toe dip in that swamp, your whole body will turn black. You gotta be careful.
I wore these like baseball socks up to my knees, like twisted around.
Okay.
Which that's crazy because, you know, they had the line up the side, and if you twisted them, it looked like a candy cane or something.
All right.
And now I'm like,
it would just bother me. I just want to straighten
them. Now I can't. Now when I think about it, it almost gives me like a tick.
Like
that's
OCD.
Horrible.
Yeah.
And
if I saw a kid walking down the street like that, I'd have to pull over and be like, I really need to
hold still. Hold still. I got to straighten out your socks for you. I wore those and Vans and a shitload of like plastic bracelets.
Okay.
That was like a thing.
Yeah.
Big old cat eye eyeliner, same. Lots of like weird glitter in strange places on like, you know, on my cheeks or, you know, like crusting it all over my lipstick. I don't know what I was doing.
Wow.
Huge like dog chain type thing.
Okay.
Around my neck. Yeah. It was a look.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. Is there any music that reminds you of back to school?
I don't know. I think we're coming to a close. No, nothing really reminds me of back to school.
Like, I remember, I'm not proud of this, but I remember that Vitalogy, Pearl Jam's Vitalogy, came out like right after school started one year. And I would run home and sit in my room and listen to it. And it's like, and then just be like, school sucks. I hate school. But Eddie Vedder gets me.
Oh, wow. Man.
It gets better.
I was not, I never went through a Pearl Jam phase.
Yeah, you're. That's fine.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and then once you're in high school, back to school just sucks. You're just like,
it does.
I don't even, you know, because at that point you're able to hang out with your friends in the summer. It's not like you're just seeing them again for the first time.
Right.
So it just, but now you have to go to school and it's like pressure and stress and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So that's, that stinks. But those early back to school days, those were fun.
The impending doom of college or whatever else. Ugh.
Oh, I did see a picture because I follow all those nostalgic things on Instagram. There's a picture of school cafeteria pizza and how it's just like, they basically bake it as one huge square and then just cut it into squares. And that was... that flavor is not pizza and it's not anything else either.
Yeah.
It's its own thing.
But according to America, it's a vegetable.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, there's tomato sauce.
We're doomed, guys.
Yeah. All right. Well,
well,
that was, thank you for listening to our back to school saga.
We love you.
Mm-hmm. We always have and we always will.
And yeah.
Are you having a hard time saying goodbye?
Yeah, I'm sad.
Rate and review us on iTunes. Thank you, Land, for being our producer.
Thank Land. Land is wonderful.
Okay. That's it.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
A podcast network.